artists that gave of themselves so that people could come to know Christ in this community.
Rudy, is it possible to download a song from DeGarmo and Key still?
Yeah.
Can you still find that music?
If you go to tracksoflight.com and hit artist websites, boom, it'll take you right to it. Every week we have all the artists that we played in that show and their websites. You can go to that. And in, I would say 98% of the cases, I can think of one or two that they didn't get into the digital thing. But yeah, you can still download songs, albums, whatever you'd like.
There's a colloquial expression that people have used about issues that are difficult. They'll say something like, well, that has hair all over it. But when I think about the musicians in the 1960s...
They had lots of hair.
They had lots of hair. The 60s and the 70s. I know that was probably inappropriate to say, but I had really long hair. I kind of liked really long hair. I was hoping... I don't want bell bottoms to ever come back. And I don't want the short shorts that we wore in basketball to ever come back. Those are a couple things, but I like the long hair.
But they had long hair on their face, too.
They did. And oh, that's kind of in style now.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, there are some really great people. I want to tell a couple of stories because some people say, somebody asked me the other day at Dowd. He works with Eddie on, the Rock Talk. He says, so who's your favorite artist that you ever met? I said, Donna Summer, hands down.
Wow.
And why would that be exciting, Rudy? Well, she threw me out of her office before we had a chance to talk.
Really?
Oh yeah, it was great. We just started playing her music. I was talking with Michael O'Martin, her producer, for months, you know, just really making sure, am I going to get myself in trouble, Michael? You produced the album, you know her. Is she really a Christian? You know? He says, yeah. And he says, listen, here's her artist management. I want you to call Susan and get the artist interview arranged. And just when you go out to Los Angeles again, you know, make sure and take all your recording stuff with you and she'll do the interview. So we had the whole thing arranged. We get there, but somebody didn't tell Donna that day that we were coming. And Donna had just finished, are you ready for this? A Bible study with the hobnob of Los Angeles musicians. They're all coming out of her office. She comes out and she just looks at me and she goes, are you here for me? And it's like, yes, we have an interview scheduled with you. And she just tore into me like no one's business. You know, she kicked me out of her office. Okay. Well, what are you going to do? It's her office. I'm leaving. So we go down to the street and she was just the kindest woman down on the street. She just said, I didn't know that you had arranged that. I talked to the girls afterwards. And I wish I had time to do the interview right now, but I don't. It was just great because I watched somebody who had real power. She could have just kicked me to the curb and literally did. But then she apologized for it. I love that story because that's who Christ is. I kick him to the curb often. And he has mercy and grace for me every time. Every time. We need to reengage us today. No matter what's happening in our lives. For things to really get great.
I maybe sound like I'm picking on pastors now, but I've heard 45-minute sermons, great Bible studies, and then I've heard a Christian artist put in a lyric in a 3-minute song, something way more powerful than that 45-minute sermon. That's got to be a God thing.
Oh, it is a God thing. And what's great about that is that people, how'd you learn your ABCs?
Singing.
A, B, C, D. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so when somebody puts that powerful message inside of a 4.5-minute song, guess what people do?
They remember it.
Sing that sermon over and over again. Wow. Now that's the light really entering into your heart, into your life, going through your bloodstream, giving you the opportunity to take that to the people that God crosses your path with today. What a concept. God lined this up really kind of cool.
That is funny. Hey, we should mention, maybe slightly after the Jesus movement, Michael W. Smith will be in Albuquerque Saturday at Hoffmantown Church.
What a blast. I got to buy concert tickets.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I never had to buy concert tickets. Right, because we were producing it.
Yes.
I bought tickets to Michael W. Smith. You know how exciting that was for me to do that?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be neat. It's neat. Yeah. I'm glad to see that he's still out there sharing his music.
And talk about, there's another quick story I can tell you about Michael. I ran into Michael at Melodyland in close to Costa Mesa. There was a bookstore there that was doing a signing with Amy Grant. And so she's out there and I go to the back and Amy and I kind of knew each other. She knew who I was. And I said, gosh, isn't it great that, and I told her a little story and she said, that person's not here, is he? And Michael, like the big brother that he was, comes rushing to her. He's not here. And Michael was Mr. Protector. St. Michael in the Catholic Church is also the protector of all the evils.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't an evil guy that she was having troubles with. It's just that they were in the middle of some stuff and they needed to deal with it on their own. And Michael just is that kind of guy. He's just a protector. Listen to the songs that he wrote. Friends. I mean, talk about a song that you, and friends are friends forever. If the Lord's the Lord,
Lord
of them.
Of them, yeah.
Whoa. That was 45, 50. How long ago, Steve? That's got to be 45, 50 years ago.
And by the way, the fact that we're having this show and Rudy and Steve are not talking music while we're doing the show, they'll spend another 2 hours talking music after the show.
Steve's
because Steve Ryman, Steve, of course, was one of your folks at KLYT back in the days. He's a little younger. He's way younger today, shaved off his beard.
Oh, my. I didn't see that
you
when
didn't
I came
see
in.
It?
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's because I came in late.
He looks like a Ryman son.
Wow.
And that's hard to keep track of because there's a bunch
Steve
of
was
them.
A morning guy on
yeah. Yeah.
K-Light back then.
Yeah.
Steve?
And you mentioned Mike Scott. Maybe the greatest voice.
Oh, well, there were two of them now. Mike Scott had an incredible voice, still does.
Mm-hmm.
Could do production like no one's business. But we had a kid. Named, forgive me, Troy, I didn't mean to, right, exactly, I didn't mean to call him a kid, all right, because he's an adult now. Troy is a guy that came to the radio station after going to a Black Sabbath concert.
Oh, wow.
Shows up at the door, scared out of his mind. Mike Scott comes to the door to go in and you know, sign on for the day, and leads Troy to the Lord.
Mm.
Talk about a set of, what a gift that guy has. He does voiceover work all over the country now.
Mm.
God will use your gifts no matter where you've been, no matter how good, bad, or indifferent you've been. He wants you to be reengaged with His Holy Spirit. That's what Tracks of Light is for. You'll love the memories and the music that we bring every Saturday night and every Sunday.
Rudy, as quickly as you can, because we only have a couple minutes left, tell us about, you've had 9 shows air,
mm-hmm.
9 shows are archived.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about where you've been and where you're going with the show.
We're going to take a look at everything because you know what the music did also? It moved beyond 1988. We're concentrating mainly on 1968 to 88, and that's going to be for a long while. But every now and then you've got to remember, wow, there was a guy named Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
He was 2000 when he came in, had some really powerful stuff. So we want to move it into that because we want to make sure that everyone who has had any experience with the Jesus music movement, whether you were part of it, And you were part of it if you listened to K-Light back then. You were part of it if you went to a Mountaintop Promotions concert. You were part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not just somebody that got it. You were part of it because you got to reach out to other people, bring them to concerts. We had a quick story. Did you know we did midnight concerts?
I never went to one.
This was the best part of it. Cinema East used to be a theater out on Eubank and
been there. Kendall. That's where I saw Jaws.
Right. Okay.
Now it's a post office.
Yep, that's right. Well, there was a band called One Truth that started this with us. We said, if you'll come to the Friday night concert at midnight at the Cinema East, just bring your ticket stub and a friend the next night to the concert we're going to do at the Christian Center, and you get to get in for free.
Neat.
Do you know how many people were reached because of One Truth and that midnight, those 3 midnight concerts that we did with them? We were so blessed to have people that would do something like that. You want us to play a midnight concert? Yeah. No one else is doing it. Let's do it.
Yeah, but knowing some of those guys, that was I would perceive early morning.
Yeah, I guess it's
true. I mean,
true.
These guys are night people. That's what they do. Yeah. Rudy, what's going on this weekend with Tracks of Light?
This weekend is not just a regular show. Our last show was all about Halloween, so you're going to hear a whole bunch of stuff. And he said, but you didn't mention the word Halloween in it, and I didn't. And we're just going to go back to another show that says, you know what? Back in the 70s and 80s, this is what's happened. This is what was happening. But you know what? I know that Donna Summer is going to be one of our interviews this week.
Nice.
Okay. Donna's passed. So yes, it's not one that I did, but it is an interview that we're really excited about. Hope you listen.
Rudy Grande, Tracks of Light, Saturdays, 8 o'clock p.m., Sundays at 6. The program is just amazing. You can go to all the archive shows at tracksoflight.com. Please go vote today if you haven't voted already. Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connects.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosque Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.